Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A Hunter woman has tragically passed away overnight after contracting COVID-19. The woman in her 30s died at the John Hunter Hospital. She had not received any doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and had underlying health conditions. It comes after another two Hunter residents also passed over the last 2 days in relation to the virus. Meanwhile, the Upper Hunter regions have identified two new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. It includes one in Muswellbrook and one in Singleton Heights. It follows after 63 new confirmed cases of the virus was reported throughout the Hunter New England Health District. It takes a total number of cases in the current outbreak to 2,260. The others included 15 in Lake Macquarie, 13 in the Mid Coast, 12 in Newcastle, 11 in Maitland, 6 in Cessnock, 2 in Port Stephens and Tamworth. 30 were infectious while in the community, 26 were isolating during their infectious period, and 7 are still under investigation. A second vaccination clinic is returning to the Muswellbrook Indoor Sports Centre in November. The walk-in hub was organised by Muswellbrook Shire Council to assist the 100 people who received their first jab on Friday last week. The date is set for November 5th, however the times are yet to be confirmed. Council Mayor Rod Scholes says it's a way to help those seeking their second Pfizer vaccination.
We got over 100 first jabbers, which was good. We'd like to have seen more, which was good. The local doctor surgeries plus the chemists are also handing out quite a few jabs on Friday. So it'll be interesting to see where our totals are. And the clinic will be open on the 5th of November for those that got their jab on Friday for their second jab.
And two men have been charged after an alleged break and enter in the Hunter overnight. Four people were inside a home on Chalmers Road in Wallsend when two other men aged 18 and 20 arrived and entered through the front door. There was a verbal altercation before the younger man allegedly struck a 34-year-old man with a plastic pipe several times. It will be further alleged that the 18-year-old then threatened the four occupants of the residency with a firearm before the pair fled the scene on foot. The 34-year-old man was taken to the John Hunter Hospital for treatment to lacerations on his head. Officers from the Newcastle City Police District attended and established a crime scene. A 20-year-old man was arrested a short time later at William Street in Jesmond, while the 18-year-old was arrested shortly after at Victory Parade. Both men were taken to Waratah Police Station. The pair were refused bail and set to appear at Newcastle Local Court today.